Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the STEM Powered Women Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany A.J. Maricki, the founder of Sisters in STEM. If you're new to our audience and don't really know who we are, Sisters in STEM is a multimedia platform aimed toward empowering women of color in their daily lives and their passion for science, technology, engineering, and math. I created this podcast to showcase empowered women, STEM-powered women. And today, we are going to dive deeper into the story I was telling you about how I recently switched roles. I was at my previous job, I quit my job, and now I'm exploring a whole new industry. I broke into tech, essentially, I guess. Now, if you don't know the story, go ahead and go back, listen to the first episode, so that way you'll know a little bit more information about everything. And then now in this episode, we're going to take a deeper dive, learn about Mike's journey through this all, and then afterwards, we'll proceed into more episodes with all of your favorite lovely ladies. Okay, let's get to it. All right, you guys, I'm so excited to let you know that I switched roles. I'm now at a large tech company. I just came from an engineering consulting firm that primarily dealt with the utility industry and construction, and it's completely night and day. I learned one thing at one company, and I had to learn all brand new things at the next. So for me, I went to school for mechanical engineering. I took roles that primarily lined with that degree. I wanted to stay with things that I was, you know, familiar with, whether it was something I learned in a class or if it was something that they were going to teach me and expand upon a little further within the actual role. But primarily staying within that field house, not going too far out. I didn't love my computer science classes in school. So I'm like, I'm not about to be your coder. I avoided things like that, like the plague, because that's not what I went to school for. I was very keen on, I went to school for this. I'm going to do this in my career. Didn't really want to veer too far from it, except for the fact that I wanted to fine tune what I was doing to fit the skills that I felt were within me. But you also can use those skills in other industries, and the tech industry is one of those. Now, when I say tech, I am not talking about being one of those hardcore coders or being a networking engineer, doing front end, back end, all that stuff, DevOps, that's not me. I'm not doing any of those type of things, but I appreciate what y'all do. I work with those type of people where, in the sense, those people in those roles at various companies would be my clients. And that's an interesting take on it all. I wanted to expand upon my interpersonal skills, which I felt that I've always had. I learned about sales engineering as being a potential career path when I was in college, because no one really tells you that this is something that you could potentially do. But when I invited Rockwell Automation to come over and speak to the National Society of Black Engineers at a general body meeting, I learned more about what they did as sales engineers and learned that there was a whole world of salespeople who were also technical. But it came with a few extra little perks, you know? You got the perks of being in sales, but also with the keeping the technical side of you. I'm sure it varies by per company. No company is alike when it comes to their sales side, but you have to look for the specifics as to what it is that would fit for what you wanted. So for me, I wanted to, like I said, hone in on those interpersonal skills. And I thought that maybe within this new role as a systems engineer and a pre-sales, within a pre-sales team could work for me. Now, I know nothing about IT. I know nothing really about what tech people do. I learned a little bit of this and that in school, but it took a little bit more to be able to push forward into this role, but I'm not doing it from scratch. And that's one thing that you all should know, is that a lot of these companies will teach you what they want you to know. If they want you to work for them, they will teach you. And that's exactly what my company did. They had a boot camp for us. I'm essentially in a program where I am at the associate level for, it could vary between being at the associate level for 30 months or being at the associate level for 18 months, depending on if you came in at a level one or a level two. Funny enough, they put me at level two. So I'm only an associate for 18 months and I'm already like 6-7 months in. The first 2 months were spent learning all the ins and outs of what this role specifically entails. And when I tell you this boot camp was no joke, it was no joke. At least when you first get there, because you learn something for the first month, it's all brand new. Then you're kind of reiterating on it as you move along, and it got a little bit easier. Of course, it was still tough, but you understood a lot of the terms. But when I first got there, honey, when I tell you, confused. One of the pre-works that they actually had us do, because they knew we would be working with clients, that's primarily what our role entails, is, you know, serving the technical needs for those clients, whether on whichever sales or reboots or tech refreshes that they're going to have of their data storage systems. They had us read the book, which I have right here because I'm actually at my work desk, at home, obviously, is the Phoenix Project. So the Phoenix Project was a book, they say it's a novel about IT, DevOps, and helping your business win. When I first got it, I thought it was going to be boring and stupid, and I didn't really want to read it because I'm like, oh God, what is this? It's going to be one of those boring IT type books and tell me a bunch of stuff that it's going to just confuse me. But it was literally a narrative of a man at his company who was leading the IT department. And it kind of gave me a little bit deeper insight onto what those specific roles entail and how those people interact with each other and different problems companies may be facing and how the data storage solutions that we are providing as the company that I'm with now could potentially solve those issues as people move forward into the digital future and enhance the technology that they have within their systems and how it can help their business win, as the book says. So it was kind of like you had to take a deeper meaning into understanding what it is that they're really trying to tell you and apply it to what the information I needed to learn in my boot camp. Because when I got there, I realized that I was the only one who actually read the book. Yes, I was that nerd. I read the book that we were supposed to do and I did all the pre-work. I don't know why no one else did. But it was it wasn't directly tied to what we were learning. So I thought, I'm like, okay, was everybody else smarter than me to not actually read the book? Like, what? But I just took it for what it was. I liked the book. It gave me something to read, get me back into reading because, you know, I ain't been doing that. I'm a TV girl. Should have been doing more, but anyway. So it was a good read for the time being. And I think that they have another book after this one, which I'm not sure exactly what it's about, but it's like, I think it's called The Unicorn Project. So they have their whole series of digging into what people in IT do. So I think it could also, if you're someone who's unfamiliar with the space, it could give you a little bit of an insight. I was at my home office location for about a month, not my home, but the actual field office downtown. I was at that location for about a month, bumbling around, not really sure what I was doing, but kind of shadowing on meetings and just listening in and getting, pretty much just getting my feet wet because it wasn't even a month. It was a few weeks because we had time off for Christmas and that was in December. So I wasn't really, I just learned just a little bit, just enough to get my feet wet and then boom, thrown straight into boot camp. And it was very hard. The first week was fun. We got a chance to learn. We got a chance to meet all the people who were in the boot camp with us. We did it was more so of what's your personality type and taking the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs. Don't give me the line. And Myers-Briggs. Test, taking that to see what your personality type was. So that way you can learn how to interact with others. And we knew that J's were more strict and stuck to the list and P's were more fly by night and do whatever they want. I'm a P. I'm an ENTP, fluttery personality, doing whatever that pleases me, but also being very analytical and honing in on a lot of different things. So that was fun getting to learn that within the first week, just, you know, lollygagging with everybody, getting to know a little bit of that stuff. But then in the second week, if you hadn't already done it, they wanted you to get a certification where they taught the course material within 5 days. Everyone else who was in a boot camp and had to take the certification, I think had about 11 days to take the coursework, but we only had 5 days to learn the coursework. And then directly after that, we had to have a course test. And in the middle of that, we had to do a whiteboard project. And then the day after that, we had to pass our certification test. So when I tell you I was stressed. I was very, very distraught and stressed. And I stayed up late studying, and there were quite a few tears because I was still, the doubt set in, and I wasn't exactly sure why I was there, because there were so many people who I just innately felt were smarter than me. Because, you know, when you get there and you're so focused on something, and you just automatically think that the next person is doing better than you. I just kept doubting myself. But there was this young girl who, I don't actually know how old she is, but she was so tiny, I just say she was young. She was from Saudi Arabia, because our program was global. Everybody came from everywhere. I was the only person coming from Chicago. There were people who came from Saudi and Dubai and Poland and a little bit of everywhere. But the girl who came from Saudi, she stayed up late nights with me and taught me the material. And when I say taught, it was more so of having her there for the reassurance that I actually knew what I was talking about. And sometimes that's all you need. You need that extra oomph to let you know, like, yeah, I do understand this. And even when I would doubt myself, she was there to back me up and say, stop it. Why are you doubting yourself? You literally just got 100 on that quiz. All these people are over here failing the test and they're having a good time. You passed the test and you're over here crying and worried about the next one. Yeah, I'm weird. I put a lot of stress on myself sometimes when I know that success requires much of me. So that was what I was doing, and I was putting more stress on myself than I needed to be. And she helped me zero back down to realizing, like, oh, okay, girl, you got this. You're not that lost. You actually are understanding this material. For the course, it was information storage and management version 4. There are, you know, obviously all different past versions. I think that this course may be specific to my company. They're the ones who actually created the certification. But if someone else wants to know about, know the basics of how to actually go about doing information storage, then they would be taking this course, being an outsider coming to take this course with my company. I was learning everything from all the different networking protocols to how data is actually stored within a storage system. And I knew nothing about this stuff beforehand. But after passing that certification, it literally set the standard for the whole rest of the time. And that's why I say that the first month was the hardest for me, because I was just guzzling so much information that it could almost regurgitate it. And the second month was more so applying the information that you learned within the first month. I came out of boot camp after those 2 months back into my field office feeling like I had learned a whole lot and yet nothing at all, because there's different things that apply to the specific field locations and how they operate versus what you learned in an enclosed environment. So it takes various skills from you to actually apply that learning in your role. I know that whatever specific sector of tech that you're going to break into, that will require more work on your part to make sure that you're not keeping a closed mind when it comes to information. Everybody can do something in a silo, but that's not how the world operates. Being 6 months from my start date, I feel like I'm a completely different place than I was before. And I'm truly grateful for it, because one thing that continues to drive me when it comes to my job, whether it's this one or it's a previous role, it's knowing that I'm continuously learning. And I think that with the innovation that this company continues to put forward, there will always be something that I'm going to have to learn, but it's also going to be on me to make sure that I want to keep that foot forward and stay ahead of the curve and learn that. It's tricky to say like, yeah, there's always something to learn, but you gotta want to learn it. Otherwise, you'll just get lost in the shuffle. And that's one thing I'm trying to make sure that does not happen to me. I need to make sure that I stay ahead of everything. One of the main message that I wanted to share with you is that you can break into a specific role, because there are always going to be certain boot camps, whether it's within your company or outside of it, that can help guide you into those specific industries. Just because you learn one thing doesn't mean that you can't learn another. You don't have to be just one thing within your career. You can expand upon it in many various ways. And I am not going to say that I am the expert on all of this, because it's new. This is brand new for me, and I am trying to learn and see where this journey actually will take me. I just wanted to share the experience that I had, because who knows, it could help somebody. You know, sharing is caring, knowledge is power, whatever cliche you want to go with. Hopefully this information was able to help you and empower you to want to make that career move. Maybe you were thinking about moving into tech and you're not really sure that you should even do it. I hope that this will let you know that a mechanical engineer was able to do it. Now I'm a systems engineer. Who would have thunk it? The Lord. The Lord had a plan, and I'm following it.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the STEM-Powered Women Podcast. I hope you learned something from our discussion that you'll be able to share with others. Visit sistersinstem.org for podcast episodes, stories and advice from your sisters, and much more. Make sure you follow us at The Sisters in STEM on all social media. You can also find me on Instagram at Brittany A. Joy. Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your shows, please subscribe so you'll know exactly when a new episode drops. And while you're at it, go ahead and give us 5 stars and leave an awesome review to show your sister some love. Remember, sis, you are an empowered woman, a STEM-powered woman. You've got this. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.